Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton welcomes Jennifer Moser, Cindy Gross, Chuck Heinzelman, and Thomas LaRocque to the show as they discuss the upcoming PaaS Business Analytics Conference. If BI and big data are important to you, this is a must-attend event. Tune in as they chat about why you should go and what you'll get out of it, as well as how this conference will separate itself from other BI events and the PaaS Summit. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And today we're talking about the upcoming PaaS Business Analytics Conference. And we're lucky enough to have Jennifer Moser, Cindy Gross, Chuck Heinzelman, and the SQL rock star himself, Thomas LaRocque, on the show today. So, but before we discuss this amazing event, let's go around the virtual room and get to know our guests. So let's start with Jennifer. How are you doing today, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So tell us what you do. I think you're part of the customer advisory team. It's under the Azure Cat team, is the SQL customer advisory team. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Close. Actually, I work in SQL Server marketing, and I'm a senior product manager focusing on the SQL Server and BI communities.
Awesome. Awesome. How about Cindy? Cindy?
Hi, I'm Cindy Gross, or SQL Cindy on Twitter, and I am on the customer advisory team focusing on SQL Server business intelligence and also on big data, Hadoop, and HD Insight.
Awesome. Awesome. Chuck?
I am also a member of the SQL Server Customer Advisory Team focusing on BI, but my specialty area is the BI infrastructure. So all you people that love SharePoint, that's my world.
Awesome. Awesome. And last but not least, Thomas.
Thomas LaRocque. I work for Confio Software, and I'm also a member of the PaaS Board of Directors, Vice President of Marketing currently.
Excellent, excellent. So with Jennifer from the marketing side and Cindy and Chuck from the CAT team and then yourself, the SQL rock star, let's kick it off. You know, the first thing we want to talk about is and maybe I'll direct this question to Thomas. What is the PaaS Business Analytics Conference?
So the PaaS Business Analytics Conference is a new event that we've just started. And I'd like to, I basically try to describe it to people. So PaaS has been kind of the audience has been more about the core database engine, which is maybe, I don't know, Chuck and Cindy can tell me. I'm guessing that core engine is about 10% of the entire data stack, the data platform that Microsoft has. So we've recognized that just as you have accidental DBAs, you also have this group of people that are accidental architects. And they need to figure out the best way to deploy solutions and use this entire platform that Microsoft has. So we are putting together an event to help those members of our community connect, share, and learn with each other. And it's going to have Stephen Levitt, the author of Freakonomics. I can't wait to, can I say stalk? Is that right? No.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to listen to him talk. And we've got keynotes from Kamal Hathi and Amir Netz from Microsoft. And it's just going to be a wonderful and amazing event.
That's going to sound like a crazy cool event. So, you know, Cindy, you know, or actually better for Jennifer, is who's the target audience? Who do you really want to be in this business analytics conference?
That's a really good question. And Thomas talked about, you know, the accidental architect. And we're really looking at that end-to-end Microsoft solution, whether it's from the traditional BI professional that's putting together the infrastructure, to those working on transactional, to even outside of the IT department, to those power business users that use Power Pivot and Power View. But we definitely want to remind everyone, this is a conference for our technical audience, for our BI professionals, and we want to see them there in force. Definitely great.
Excellent.
Technical content at this event.
For sure, and IT pros, right?
So IT pros all the way.
Yeah. How about Cindy? So Cindy, why this event? You know, why now? Why big data, right? Big data, data explosion, impact on DBAs. Tell us a little bit about, you know, why this event's happening.
So we're going through some paradigm shifts right now in the BI world, in the business analytics world. So the paradigm's switching more to both self-service and big data, which in some ways seem the opposite. So self-service BI is more about the the end user, the person with the business knowledge, going out and creating reports and being able to get much faster time to decision because they're able to do a lot of the things that used to have to be done by IT. And we have a lot of technologies that enable that. Now, big data in some ways does the same thing. It's a faster time to decision type of environment, but it's on the other end. It requires a lot of IT involvement, and we're talking possibly petabytes or exabytes or yottabytes of data out there. And both of these things are really changing the way that we work with each other, the way that we work with our systems, and there are many, many changes in the technology as we're evolving to meet those new needs with that paradigm shift.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So maybe we can hear from Chuck about, you know, what's the difference between this PaaS event or the Business Analytics Conference and the regular PaaS, SQL PaaS Summit?
Well, what's interesting to me, and I've been involved with PaaS almost from the beginning. My first PaaS conference I went to was in the fall of 2000. And the PaaS Summit used to be a small, intimate event that grew into the community of database professionals that it is today. We're on the precipice of starting the same type of thing. We're starting with a smaller, more intimate event held in a hotel instead of a convention center. And the other thing that I'm seeing here that's different from the main PaaS Summit, PaaS Summit, you have, you know, the hardcore DBAs, the people that are down in the trenches working on these servers. They want to know, when I change that setting from 1 to 2, what is it really going to do under the hood? This event is more geared at the people whose world revolves around the data that lives in those systems, not the systems themselves. So these are the people that are analyzing the data. They're working with the data all the time. They want to use this tool set to get the most out of that data. It's still going to be a technical conference. We're still going to talk about, you know, some of the challenges and some of the issues with dealing with that data. But we also, you know, we mentioned the keynote from the author of Freakonomics. We're going to have a definitely strong focus on the people whose data is their life, not the systems being their life.
Totally makes sense. So when we talk about this business intelligence, you know, kind of a special event, you know, how does this event differ from the BI events, say E2E, or is it an all Microsoft event? Can you explain a little about that? Maybe Jennifer can take that one.
Oh, sure. One of the things that differentiates this event from, say, Strata, which everyone, sort of an industry event, we talk about big data there, or Gartner BI, typical for BI, those events target the technical decision makers or the business decision makers. This event is for the people whose lives revolve around data. Just like Chuck said, these are the people that use it, build it, consume it. This is really hands-on. Like I said, it's for the IT pros. It's for those power business users that are really using Power Pivot, Power View from a data visualization standpoint, but also those who are, you know, focusing on SSIS, SSRS. And this event, huge focus on big data, lots of content and examples, real life customers examples on big data.
Excellent. So when we started the show with Thomas, we asked about, you know, what is PaaS Business Analytics Conference. I think we'll end with the question to Thomas, and that is, you know, they've heard about the conference. What's their call to action?
Oh, sure. So head on over to the website. The URL is thepassbaconference.com. Head over there. You can find information on how to register. You can get information on the keynote speakers. Did I mention Stephen Levitt, Freakonomics fame? He's going to be there. And you can follow us on Twitter. So we have an account set up, PassBAC, PassBack. And we also have a Facebook page. You can follow us through all the social media channels. And honestly, just do your best to engage with us and tell us more about what you're looking for and what you want to see. So that way, when we all get together in Chicago in April, we can deliver what it is you're expecting.
Sounds great. It'll be a little warmer in April in Chicago as well. So
the Cubs are in town. They're actually playing the Brewers, Chuck. Hey,
yes, they are. I might have to, well, there's a night game earlier in the week. Yeah. Don't want to take the day game on the day of the pre-conferences.
Is it the day? Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Get the evening game.
Evening game. Tuesday evening game.
Well, hey, maybe some of the folks listening into the episode here can join you at the ballpark. But it was great to have all of you on IT Time TechNet Radio today. Thank you, Jennifer, Cindy, Chuck, Thomas. Any last words?
I would want to add one last thing. We've got a late-breaking session that we're just adding with a customer, a great customer session on Yahoo, and they will be there in person talking about their 24 terabyte cube that they've done. So we've done some really impressive work. We're very excited. It's a last minute ad. We're able to definitely bring that. Want to make sure everyone turns out to hear that.
It's awesome.
Wow, that's a big cube.
Yeah, so sounds, it's really
sounds
huge.
Pretty exciting. Sounds really exciting. Well, once again, thank you all for being on IT Time. Once again, Jennifer, Cindy, Chuck, and Thomas. And with that, it's a wrap.